Hey, good morning.
Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show.
7:15, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
Today we got a high of 35, a chance for some light snow accumulation. It ain't going to stick around tonight. More snow and a low of 30. Right now, I don't know what it is. But
it's kind of like, what was it over the weekend?
I don't know,
rainy, snow, what is it?
I don't know. It's a mess. It's a damn mess, like this show. All over the place. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Obviously, big news, Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about that in sports.
Yes.
I'll try and keep the Morning Dump a little bit lighter for us before we get into that and talk more about what happened over the weekend. As far as other sports news, though, I have Super Bowls this coming Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. Today is the official media day. I don't really care about that. It's unfortunately, athletes all just say the same thing, like, oh, well, we're going to play our hardest, and mm-hmm. we're going to try this, and we're going to do it. It's like,
that
okay.
standard interview.
Yeah. It's like, just leave them alone. Let them go play the game.
And you know, then, we had a good season. Yeah, and we're going to go out there. We made it to the last game, but we're going to go out there.
It's a team effort. Couldn't do without my teammates. Well, no kidding. You couldn't do that. So I don't care about that. What I do care about, though, is the price of these tickets. Oh, my God. This is even crazier, though. StubHub is offering loans to pay off tickets.
Love of
so
God.
So you can take out a loan with StubHub to buy Super Bowl tickets.
I want to get your opinion on something.
Yeah.
You've been to plenty of football games. You've been to plenty of sports games.
Yeah, sports ball games.
How do you feel about watching the actual game in the complex?
It sucks.
It's terrible.
It's the worst. I'm going to say it right now.
It is the worst.
Look, I love Lambeau Field. I've been fortunate enough to go a handful of times in my life.
Can't see a damn thing.
It sucks. If you go to a football game, you go for the atmosphere.
Absolutely.
All right, you absolutely go for the atmosphere.
Which I can't take anything away from.
Yeah.
Because there's something, especially a Super Bowl, there's something about being in that moment in the stadium with those people next to you.
Nowadays, though, you spend more time watching the big screen.
100%.
Because you can't see anything. Unless you're on the 50-yard line, it sucks.
Unless you have those $15,000 seats.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't going to have a good seat.
No, it's not going to happen. Why not sit where you can watch the replay? You know, you can see, you're on a comfy seat. Last time at Lambeau, it was a mess. Uh-huh. By the time we got in there, we missed kickoff.
Yep.
Okay, we missed kickoff, just shuffling through the people. Then Aaron Rodgers got hurt the first series of downs.
It's like, what?
I paid that.
Why did I?
You go for the atmosphere.
Experience. And
I spent the whole game just drinking and chatting with the people around me, not really watching the game.
100%. We go to a Michigan game every year.
Yeah.
Every time I come back from the Michigan game, what do?
Yeah.
I go to YouTube and look at the highlights of the game I was just at because I didn't see a damn thing.
You missed everything.
You know, and you're right. I do watch the big screen on the field the whole time.
That's all you do.
And
you overpay for beers. You overpay for food.
Yes.
You overpay for merchandise.
And like I said, go once, go twice, do your thing.
Absolutely.
But if you're a season ticket holder and you're not on the 50-yard line,
yeah,
are you watching that YouTube highlight video every time after the game?
You have to. Honestly, and two, if you are considering taking out a loan to buy Super Bowl tickets, you're a moron. You know, we need to start this. You know what we need to do? It needs to be boycotted to make the tickets more reasonable. There's no reason for it to be $5,000 for a ticket. That's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. That needs to change. Same thing with other concert tickets.
Before you take out a loan, look at your children, look around at your family. How are they doing?
Yeah.
Are they hungry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe don't take out a loan.
Yeah. Maybe do you have some credit card debt to pay off?
You know?
Maybe instead of taking out another loan.
But, Brock, it's the Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl.
Come on.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You have a Super Bowl in your head. I don't know.
Financially, like Clark Griswold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going over to Uncle Eddie's house to unbury some money
if you're digging up cash in a desert near a trailer, you should not be spending the money.
No.
Lastly, this is a great story for me. According to a new study, the average boss says that they usually do give their employees some wiggle room when it comes to being late. They said you've got about 6 minutes. After that, you're late.
Ooh.
So you have a 6 minute window. According to Career Builder, 29% of people say they're late to work at least once a month. 16% are late at least once a week.
This has nothing to do with you. You're never late.
Are you? Not to work, but I'm late to everything else.
Everything else.
I always tell it's I go by.
Maybe you're late at the golf course a few
every
times.
Every time. No, hundreds. You're being nice. I'm late. I'm late every single time. The smart thing to do with me is tell me it's going to be a half hour early. I try my best.
I do see you fishtail into the parking lot.
Oh, dude.
Are we going?
I'm usually flying. I am just...
Bro, I had to stop by Walmart. I had to get a few, you know.
Yeah, it's always... trust me, I try not to be, but I always go by... it's called Haven Standard Time.
Uh-huh.
That is what my family goes by. It's HST, and we're usually about 15, 20 minutes
See,
late.
See, the way I was raised, you know, going through all the camps and stuff, they always told us, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late.
That's...
Oh, damn, 15 minutes, though?
That's how my mom's side is. Yeah. That's how but I grew up just always running late, and my folks did their best, but I feel so bad for my sweet mother who grew up with a father who was in the military and
I was just going to say
that on it, and then she had to be in a house with my dad, my brother, and myself. Uh-huh. I don't know how she didn't lose her mind.
Yeah.
We were late to everything. It was usually her yelling at us. We're going to be late. Uh-huh. Get in the car. I'm going to the car.
Yeah.
And then we'd all come out like I'm not even dressed fully.
Yeah.
You know, dad's just sauntering like, we're fine. We'll get there.
One trait I got from my dad, and he pounded it in our heads early, like always be on time, man.
We sat in the cry room at the church pretty much every Sunday because that was the only seat
the
that was
cry room.
Oh, my poor mother. My poor mother.
Get your baby out of here, God.
But to be fair, Ma, if we were ever within the six-minute window, we weren't late. All right, that's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 W.